We're on the Mishnah and Daf Kuf Yud Aleph on Beis. Anshe Irnidachas. So the Mishnah says, Anshe Irnidachas, Ein Lahem Chayek Lomaba, they don't have a portion of the world to come. The question is, what's this Mishnah doing here? So on the one hand, it's a continuation of the rest of the Perek, which discusses who has no portion of the world to come. So different groups of people. So one of these groups of people is the Anshe Irnidachas. On the other hand, this is also somewhat of a continuation from the 10th parak of Sanhedrin, where the 10th parak of Sanhedrin is talking about different people who get killed, and a lot of the discussion in the Mishnah and in the Gemara is not about whether they have a portion of the world to come, but the nature of the when we apply the rules of Irnidachas, so what exactly are the rules? So it really serves, I guess, a dual function. So the Mishnah says, Anshei Irnidachas Ein Lahem Chayek Lomaba, the Anshei Irnidachas do not have a portion in the world to come. So that's a big question. Why is that so? Generally speaking, that those who get killed in Beis Din, generally, Mises Beis Din is Mechaper. The death in Beis Din generally serves as a kapara. So Tosfos, earlier in Sanhedrin, explained that if they were killed in Beis Din, they do have an atonement for their sins, and they do have a portion of the world to come. And the Mishnah here is referring to those people who were not killed in Beis Din. And the Yavetz, Yaakov Eben, says that Tosfos' position is according to Rava, who holds that someone who's killed for his wickedness gets atonement, but those, according to Abaye, you don't have atonement until you actually confess. So maybe that our Mishnah is talking about people who were sitting the worship of Avodah Zarah and they don't confess their sins. And there's also another possibility, the Ivan says, that maybe when it says they don't have a portion of the world to come, it's not referred to those who worship Avodah Zarah, but the Medichim, but those who convince the townspeople to worship Avodah Zarah. Generally speaking, in this parak we found that those who don't have a portion of the world to come are people who cause others to sin. So those are different approaches to understand this. In any case, the Mishnah says, the people of Irnidachas do not have a portion of the world to come. Shedemar, as the pasuk says, Yatsu Anashim de Bilial Bikirbecha. So wicked people went out from your midst. Vayadichu es Yoshve Irab. And they caused the people of their town to engage in destructive behavior to worship Avodah Zarah. Vayadichu, the Mishnah continues, and they're not killed, the people of the town, until the people who, unless the people who convinced the others to sin were from that city and from that Shevet, and until the majority of the town worships Avodah Zarah. It's only if men do the convincing. However, if men did not do the convincing, but women or children did the convincing, or that only a minority of the city engaged in this behavior, or that the people who convinced the other people were living outside the city, so then those who worship Avodah Zarah are considered yechidim, individuals. It's not considered as if a whole town worship Avodah Zarah. And the difference is that if a town worships Avodah Zarah, so then the punishment is sayif, they're killed through the sword, and they lose their property. The property is all destroyed. But if an individual worships Avodah Zarah, so the punishment is skila, stoning, but his property does not get destroyed. That we need two witnesses and warning for each and everyone who worships Avodah Zarah. So there's a severity, a strictness, a stringency for individuals who worship Avodah Zarah than when you have a whole town that's worshiping Avodah Zarah. For individuals, the punishment is skila. the punishment is stoning, which is very severe. Ulafichach, therefore, mamon palat. Therefore, the money escapes. The money is not destroyed. Vahamarubi, when those, but if the many people worship Avodah Zarah, there's the whole town worships Avodah Zarah, so then the Sayif, so their death is only Sayif with the sword. Lafichach mamonam abad. So therefore, their property is destroyed. So how do we understand this? That because we're lenient by, we're lenient by the killing, by the type of death, so that we're strict by the property. How do we understand that? So Sanhedrin Ketana says that we're more lenient in terms of the nature of the death penalty when the whole town worships the Avodah Zarah, because people are probably influenced by other people, everyone's doing it, so therefore the punishment is not severe, it's only Sayif by the sword as opposed to Skila by stoning. However, why do you lose your money? Rabbi Shimon, we're going to find him in Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, says, why the person live in this city to begin with? With all worship of Avodah Zarah, probably for economic reasons, by similar to why Lot chose Sodom, because he saw that it was Kichula Mashke, it was a fertile land, it was great for his sheep. But Anchi Sodom Roy Machatem Hashem Od, but people were wicked, but he didn't pay attention to that. So because the person moved into this city, presumably for economic reasons, and despite the fact that they were morally compromised, therefore he loses all his property. That's the way the Sanhedrin Ketana understands it. The Maariz Chayos explains a little bit differently, and he wants to say that the reason why the reason why they lose their property is because this is an attack really on God. This is like a Morid B'Malchus. The whole city is worshiping Avodah Zarah, so then it's like a Morid B'Malchus, and Morid B'Malchus, you lose all of your you lose all your property. So that's how the person, everything is given up, everything is destroyed. And that's how we understand this. He calls it a Misas Kfira. So that's how he understands this. And in fact, so that's why that individuals, they have skila, and the property goes to the yorshim. But there are a lot of people, they would, so according to the Maariz Chayos, he holds that you don't need hasra here. The general question, they need warning. So if the whole town worships Avodah Zarah, they don't really need warning. And basically from the din of Malchus, that they are killed, more of Malchus, that they're killed, so the punishment is not a regular punishment of Misa. And so therefore, they do get killed, and their property goes, it's like Nechseim Lamelach, to God, as to the king, which is to God, as it were. So they're, in a sense, they're exempt from Mises, regular Mises based it. Because the truth is, he says, there's not a real Hasra, even though they're warned, but there's no real Hasra, because when you warn someone, if you do this, you're going to get punished, you don't know if the person's going to get punished based on Sayef or Skila, because you don't know if the whole town worship Avodah Zarah. So when you warn someone, it's not a good hasra. But nevertheless, so therefore it's not a real Odesh based, but it's a special rule. It's a Bisis Morid B'Malchus Shabbai. And so that's why it's a Sayif together with the property gets destroyed. The Mishnah continues. Hake takas yosheira hazos l'fichareb. You should destroy the people by sword. So if you have these donkey drivers or camel drivers that are traveling and they happen to be in the town for 30 days, that they can save the people. Meaning, let's say there are, 60% of the people, citizens, are worshiping Avodah Zarah, and 40% of the people are not worshiping Avodah Zarah. But together with these donkey drivers and camel drivers who been living in the town for 30 days. So now it becomes, no, 60% now, if they're added in the aggregate, more people are not worshiping Avodah Zarah. So it doesn't have the status of Yerid Dachas. And the truth is, Rashi points out that the flip side would be true also. If the minority are worshiping Avodah Zarah, but together with the Chameras and Gamelas, with the donkey drivers and camel drivers, it majority now worship Avodah Zarah, so that it's treated as Yerid Dachas. Why does the Mishnah say only the case of where they save the people, or they aren't worshiping Avodah Zarah? So Rashi says, because that's typically what happens. Most people hopefully are not worshiping Avodah Zarah. Maybe a town might be, maybe. But someone who's coming, you know, from traveling is probably not worshiping Avodah Zarah, so we give a common case. The Mishnah continues, destroyed and everything in it, and its animals by the sword, Mikan Armu, from here the Chachamim say, Nichzei Tzadikim Shebesocha, Ovdim, the property of the righteous inside of it are destroyed. But if the righteous people have property outside the city, they're not destroyed. The property is not destroyed. But and the property of the wicked people who worship Avodah Zarah, whether they're living in the city or not, so they property is destroyed. And all the spoils are collected into the middle of the city, the street. Main La Rechov, if there is, the city doesn't have a street, also La Rechov, we make a city street, like a major street, the major center. If the major street, the gathering of, like basically the street means where everyone's gathered together, like a town square. If the town square is really outside the city, we have to make another road inside the city. So and that's where you burn all the property. So it's called Shalom Kalila Shem, you burn and fire the whole city and all of its spoils. Goes to God, Shilala, it spoils, lo shalal shemayim. But if there's spoils that belong to shemayim, property of Hekdesh, so that's not destroyed. Mikadaru, from here we see, Hekdesh Shaba, the Hekdesh property, Yifdu, Yipadu, they're redeemed. And they're redeemed, and then you can destroy it. Trumos, but Trumos, Yirkavu, so that you can let it rot. Umasa Shadi Bikisea Kodesh, Iganezu, and master shady food, and kisvei kodesh, you just hide it. Basically, you don't burn it, you don't destroy it, you don't leave it. You can put it away right away. So some of the farshim say that trumos we let it rot. It's much holier. So. You can't do geniza by it. You can't burn it. But you also don't do geniza. But kisvei kodesh and master sheni are less holy, so you can do geniza. Kol Hashem Elokecha, Amar Rav Shimon, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, God says, Im atem osim din b'yerid achas, if you follow the law when it comes to yerid achas, ma'alim yali alechem kilu atem ma'alim ola kol Hashem. I'm going to consider it as if you brought in a korban ola for God. Vayisel tel olam. And it'll be like a mound. Lotus said, "Gares u'paros u'pardes." In the Yosef Lili, according to Yosef Lili, what that means is you completely destroy the city, and you can't even make gardens or orchards in the city. The Kiva Merloti Barayot can't be built again. Nichmos Shaisai Nivnas. It can't be built. Can't build houses. Above Dasi Gados u'pardes. You can plant gardens and orchards there. Loi Bapiyachal Mu'am Mencher. We can't take any of the spoils from it. That is, as long as wicked people are taking from the spoils in the world, Hashem is going to be angry in the world. If they are destroyed from the world, those people who would take spoils are not around. Then Hashem's anger is removed from the world.